Father, I bless you. Thank you for another blessed day in the Lord, Lord. Thank you for all things, Lord, working together for good, for them that love God, them that are called according to his purpose, God. God, we thank you for your will being fulfilled even this day, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, because we know that you are a glorious King, and that, Lord, you shall have your reign upon the face of this earth, Lord, because every knee and every tongue, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So we thank you and praise you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, thus says the Lord God. Return, O wicked nation, from the former things. A nation full of fornication and lies. God said, this is a nation, where a man is betrothed to a woman, and she's committed fornication with many lovers. With many lovers. She's played the harlot. She's played the harlot. You know, while she's still yet in her youth, God says. While still in youth. And he said, gather all you nations and see the judgment of the whore. Because he shall judge her. He shall judge her because of all her whoredoms she's committed before the Almighty God. And this is the same whore that sits upon many waters. And we know what that means, that there's many languages and kindreds and tongues. That great whore, even America. And this is the judgment that God has passed on her. And she's found guilty. She's found wanting, in the balance. Because there's no righteousness. There's no righteousness in this earth. People can accuse you falsely. And they will condemn you by the word of that person. Because they have no faith and they have no trust in God. They don't believe in God. So they don't have a conscience. They don't care. They don't care if you're thrown in jail for something that you did not do. This is what this nation has become. That people don't care anything about their neighbor. They go about to do evil deeds, in secret, in their own house. Where they come out and they seek to deceive. They smile in your face, but all the time, they're working evil behind closed doors. These are the days that we are in, where wickedness is everywhere. Wickedness is everywhere. And God himself shall judge all these things. We need to wake up. People are just busy, just busy doing nothing. Nothing that will help them and help their souls, escape the damnation that's about to come to this nation. And it's coming. The hand of the Lord is against America in a mighty way. God sees all the evil that's in this nation. With these evil men working, these politicians, doing all these things, just to gain control, so they can create laws and all these things, for their own liking, for their own prosperity. They don't seek the prosperity of the people and of the nation as a whole. It's for themselves that they seek these things. And God sees every bit of it. And a lot of times they do it all in the name of the Lord. They'll tell you, we're Christians. But yet your life does not line up to the word of God. It does not line up to the word of God. And for this, God shall judge this nation. So she confessed to know God But in her heart, she's far from God. There's too much evil in this land. Too much evil. From the top to the bottom, from the least to the greatest. And we think God will not judge these things. God will judge these things. This nation must repent, or she will be destroyed. She will be destroyed. Because judgment is coming to this place. Judgment is here. Judgment is here by the hand of the Almighty God. And this nation will not escape. They can hide in their mansions. They can build caves. They can build bunkers. It don't matter what you build. God will come down there and destroy you. He will. He will. We want to create what we say, peace and safety. But God said, then comes swift destruction. Because it's all false. The peace and security that they speak of is not real peace and security. It's safety. The only peace is with God. And that's an everlasting peace. And until you achieve the peace of God, it passes all understanding. You will never find peace in this world. Never. Never. This is a land that's full of treachery. Abominations. Deceit. And God will bring her down. God will bring destruction to this nation. Because it is a wicked nation. God has tolerated America long enough. God has given her time to repent and turn away from her sins. But we as a people refuse to turn. We have that form of godliness, but we deny the very power of the Almighty God. And God is not well pleased with this nation. God is not satisfied with this nation. This is a whoring nation. She has many lovers, says the Lord God Almighty. And he shall bring her into destruction. We must repent and turn away from our wicked ways, our treachery, our lies, our deceit, the fornication, the adultery. God will judge all these things. In that moment, you shall know that the Lord is God. You will know. God shall reveal all things. God shall reveal all things. Even the secrets of men's hearts shall be revealed by the Almighty God. But people really think that Donald Trump is a Christian. I don't get it. There's nothing in Donald Trump that shows me, nothing but the way he lives, nothing but the way he acts, nothing but the way he speaks, tells me that he is a Christian. Every time he opens his mouth, he lies. The man is a lie. Every time he opens his mouth, he's full of lies, and we know who the father of lies is. It's even Satan himself. Satan himself. So when a man continually lies, we know that they are the servant of the devil. They are not servants of God. So we need to wake up and see the truth for what it is. And stop pretending like this man is a Christian, because he's not of God. He's not of God. Okay? Y'all can say that God raised him up. God has allowed Trump to be in power to bring America to destruction. And this country will be destroyed. It will be destroyed. You know, people don't think that no harm's gonna come to this, to this country. But God has ordained for it to be so. Because the pride of America, she don't think anything will come to her. But it should all come in 1 hour, says the Lord God Almighty. You know, these people walk around, thinking that this nation is the greatest nation in the world. No, but it's not. Oh, it's not. Not in the eyes of the Lord. It might be in the eyes of men, but not in the eyes of the Lord. This is the most wicked nation upon the face of the earth. I'm telling you right now, America is the most wicked nation upon the face of the earth. Okay, and she has spread her wickedness, her whoredoms throughout the whole world. She has spread it everywhere. Everywhere. It's the influence of this country. You know, she seeks to control every nation and to pile her filth upon those nations, to defile those nations with her filth. Says the Lord God Almighty. But God will destroy this nation. He will destroy her. By his hand, destruction will come to America. Says the Lord God Almighty. This nation must repent. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand, is at heaven. Judgment is here. And America will fall. America will fall. God is a just God. He's a righteous God. And God gives us time to turn away from our wickedness. But this nation has refused to turn away. We just keep going and doing things our way, and it's contrary to the will of God. To defile ourselves in the presence of the Almighty God. To worship devils, sorceries, witchcraft, abominations, filthiness, sodomy. All these things are an abomination unto the Most High God. And he will bring swift destruction to this nation. Unless we repent and turn to the living God. He is life. He is salvation. He is the only redeemer. Come out from among this nation. Come out from among this nation. Because God will pour out his wrath upon America to bring her to destruction. Says the Almighty God, repent, 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 says the Almighty God. We must turn away from all the filthiness that's in our hearts. We walk around with so much filth in our hearts and greed and lust. And we perpetrate lies without a conscience. These people do this stuff without a conscience. They don't even care. It's like when they lay down at night, you think they would repent. They still won't repent. They don't have a conscience for God, let alone a heart for God. Their conscience is fried. It does not exist. They don't have a conscience. How else can they do the things that they're doing? Making their corrupt laws to deceive people. You know, they got people going around, you know, just doing things and committing all kind of, you know, things against other people without a conscience, thinking that they're doing what's right, saying they're going to make America great again. What exactly does that mean? America's greatness is not God's greatness. And until America greatness becomes God greatness, this will never be a great nation. Never. Never. You know, when you have your citizens, you know, committing crimes against other citizens because they might look a little bit different than they do, this will never be a great nation. That's not God. It's not God. It's not Christian. It's not the way of Christ. It's not God's way. It's man's way. That's man's filthy, greedy way. They're like greedy, hungry dogs. Filthy, corrupt people. That's not the way of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You say you are a Christian nation. You know, God always, you know, predestined for us to take care of one another. There's only two commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. So why we continue to commit crimes against our neighbor? Because they might not measure up to your standard or what you think, you know, a man should look like or what you think a man should be. But we know God created all men in his image. He created all men in his image. But yet you have created something that's not of God, and you go about daily seeking to do things for your own gain and for your own pleasure. And you think these things will not be required at your hand, but yet God will judge these things. I tell you now, God will judge these things and bring this country into swift condemnation by the hand of the Almighty God. Believe me, as I tell you, and as I speak to you, the Spirit of the Lord says destruction will come to this nation. Because of the evil that's in this land, is ever-present evil. Ever-present evil. But yet they go about daily doing, you know, living and go about their daily tasks as if, you know, there is no God. We must serve the living God. We must serve him and him alone and not ourselves. Obedience is better than sacrifice. To heed is better than the fat of rams, bless the Lord God Almighty. But there's wickedness in this nation, full of idolatry and hate. So much hate in this nation. Everybody is against his brother. Everybody is set at odds against one another. Because we seek gain and prosperity for ourselves and not for the kingdom of God. Not for the kingdom of God. We don't want to glorify God. We want to glorify men. You know, we get on there and we try to glorify Trump. He's a man. He's a man. And he will be subject unto the Almighty God. It is the Lord God Almighty that reigns from on high, and him alone, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the devil has deceived men with power, because he know men lust after power. And they'll do anything to maintain that power. It don't matter what they have to do, how much destruction they have to cause to maintain their power. They will do it. They don't care. It don't matter how many lies they have to create. They will never tell you the truth. They will never tell you the truth. You're being deceived by the wicked one, even Satan, who has brought these men into power. These people are not of God, I tell you now. They don't have the Spirit of God in them. They don't live like God, like God's Spirit's in them. These are ungodly men who have crept in unawares to defile this nation and defile the world. The abomination of desolation. You better wake up and see the truth for what it is. Because you will be destroyed with these leaders. Says the Lord God Almighty. The hand of the Lord is against this wicked nation, I tell you now. God's hand is against this wicked nation. And you must repent and turn to the living God. Do not be deceived. Jesus said, many shall come in my name, but don't go after them. They pretend to know God, but they work wickedness and evil. They don't know God. Bunch of liars. Bunch of liars. They don't get any more corrupt than they are right now. These people have given themselves over to sin and to lies. Given himself to it. They wake up in the morning thinking who they can deceive and what lie they can produce. They go to bed doing the very same thing. There's nothing godly about these people. You follow them like they are godly men and women. You shall suffer the same fate as they. You will suffer the same fate. Damnation and eternal judgment by the hand of the Almighty God. You better repent. You better repent. The judgment of God is nigh and it's in hand. I tell you now, it's coming. Sit back and relax. Enjoy your coffee. Do whatever you do, but you better repent. The hand of God is against this wicked land. That's the Almighty God. And unless we turn away from our wickedness, this whole nation will be brought to destruction, utter destruction. Of the Lord God Almighty. He shall burn her with fire. Burn her. Burn her with fire. There's too much filthiness and abominations in this nation. Men and women working with each other, that which is unseemly in the sight of the Almighty God. There's nothing real in this nation. There's nothing real in this world. Everything is propped up. Everything is propped up. Nothing. Nothing. Everybody want to look a certain way. They don't care what, how much they have to spend to, you know, to get their bodies altered. Walk around with all these tattoos on their bodies, desecrating, you know, the temple of God. Our body's supposed to be a living temple of the Almighty God. But we don't care. We don't care. We don't care what God thinks. We say, well, this is my body. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to sin like I want to do. I mean, you know, it don't matter. I'm going to lay with who I want to lay with. Whoredoms everywhere. Even from the youth. They're defiling themselves before the Almighty God. Defiling himself before the Almighty God. Oh, wretched nation. Oh, wretched nation full of filthiness and corruption. Judgment is coming unto you. Judgment is coming unto you. Just the Almighty God. God will destroy this nation. He will come with swift destruction. Says the Spirit of the Almighty God. You must repent and turn from your evil ways. Father, give you the glory. Give me the praise. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.